Tomorrow and Harper Audio present Off the Deep End. Jerry and Becky Falwell and the Collapse of an Evangelical Dynasty by Giancarlo Granda with Mark Ebner. Read by Jeremy Arthur. You have not strengthened the weak or healed the sick or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally. Ezekiel 34:4, New International Version. Author's note. Everything that follows is true. I've recreated scenes to the best of my ability, where the dialogue isn't reproduced from documentary sources, texts, recordings, videotapes, news accounts. I've presented them as I remembered them, and have preserved their true essence. And I've got a wealth of texts, tapes, photos, emails, private interviews, secondary confirmations, and eyewitness testimony to back up my claims. I'm not proud of everything I've done, but it's all a part of my story, so I'm trying to own it. I would have preferred to go about my life free from drama and controversy, but this is my path, and so to the extent that my story is bigger than I am, I have tried to render it faithfully. Chapter 1. That Guy. My name is Giancarlo Granda. Unfortunately, I am better known as the pool boy, the one who embarked on an ill-considered affair with Becky Falwell, wife of Jerry Falwell, Jr., the oldest son and namesake of the late founder of the Moral Majority and the heir to his evangelical dynasty. I was 20 when it started, working at the fabled Fontainebleau Hotel in Miami, and I had never had a steady girlfriend. That momentary lapse in judgment on a sunny day in March 2012 has now consumed a third of my 30-odd years, or roughly my entire adult life. Moreover, it lit a long and winding fuse that has seen Falwell forced to resign as president of Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, one of the largest evangelical universities in the world, a legacy position he inherited upon his father's death. Pending an independent audit, it may further expose any number of questionable financial dealings, real estate transactions, secret agreements, and instances of crony capitalism masterminded by Falwell over the course of his decade-and-a-half tenure. Along the way, I caught wind of others like me, who had stumbled into their web and were still buzzing around its edges. Except that, unlike me, they didn't wind up a national punchline. More importantly, my transgression has managed to shine a light on Liberty University as the private fiefdom of this charmed family, and a whole host of possibly unlawful actions only now coming to light, overseen by their handpicked board of rank apologists and moral relativists. Nowhere does this disparity between appearances and actions stand in starker relief than in how those private ethics and double standards I witnessed from inside the Falwell's bubble, the couple's wildly inappropriate and reckless sexual behavior, inflamed by a regal sense of entitlement, have given rise to Liberty's privileged predatory culture, one that eventually would engender an epidemic of sexual violence. That so many among this often naive and sheltered student body were sent there by overprotective parents terrified of the secular world makes it all the more tragic and predictable. Liberty and the worldview it embraced turned out to be a con, in so many ways. Falwell Jr.'s 2016 endorsement of Donald J. Trump helped deliver Trump the evangelical vote, securing him both the Republican nomination and the presidency, just as the senior Falwell's Moral Majority facilitated the election of Ronald Reagan in 1980. That endorsement was allegedly brokered by Trump's private fixer, Michael Cohen, calling in a favor, as he calls it, in Disloyal, the book he wrote in prison. After he claimed to have made the details of my affair and the graphic photos that would have made denying it pointless, quietly go away. So my simple youthful indiscretion, which has caused me embarrassment and regret, not to mention a very real fear for my own safety, may also have played a not insignificant role in making a person like Trump president. My choices ultimately pitched me into a rarefied world of political influence and financial brinksmanship. At one point, I was threatened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?